Hello everyone, this is Dishani and you are listening to DC Drills with Dishani. Today I have taken up a topic for my podcast. It's a very common topic, but like we know that a single coin has two faces, the topic that I'm going to speak about also has two faces equally embedded in them. I think one part is a little dominant over the other, so it's suppressed and one is a little bit expressed. For that reason, you know, for two common people, it is very difficult to understand and to analyze. Today, the name of my topic is a very common topic. It's beauty. Yes, so my podcast topic of today is beauty. Alexander Gottlieb Baumgarten was the first to coin the term aesthetics, which is the philosophical study of beauty. It covers everything, such as concept of beauty, values, and different expressions regarding beauty. Beauty is just an ascription of a property or a characteristic of a person. So listeners, this is a very common question that I should ask, and it's that when we hear the word beauty, what is the first thing that comes to your mind? I think now everybody is thinking that makeup, hair, dress, shoes, nicely, you know, adored dresses, wearing colorful head gears and everything. So the common answer in general will be anything admirable and attractive, be it a non-living or a living thing. Even if we look at a Barbie doll, we may get attracted towards it because it is the essence that is being, you know, hidden within the Barbie because of the showcase that is being done in the toy shop. In the present world, appearance, rather external appearance, is dominant over a good mind, a good heart, and a good soul. But do you know, beauty doesn't only lie on the face or the skin of a person? It is equally present in our mind and heart. When I just saying this, then I think at the back of your mind, people are thinking that how can beauty be present in the mind? Beauty of mind, beauty of heart, what is this? Okay, so let me explain. Beauty in the mind means, you know what? Beauty of your thinking, the way you think for others, the way you think not only for yourself, but for others who are in great need of you. Some traits are also being proved from your beauty of your mind, how much beauty you have in your mind. For example, open-mindedness, depth of good thoughts, clarity of thoughts, relevance of thoughts, and very important, none other than the way you think for people. Is your thought relevant? The unnecessary thoughts will make yourself distressed. So it's better to think something relevant rather than thinking something irrelevant. Clarity of your thoughts. How much clear your thoughts are. Are you thinking deeply for a particular person who are in great help of you? They are in need of the help. So are you thinking? Are you going to help them? So it's your wish. Are you thinking deeply? Are your thoughts clear? Are your thoughts relevant? So these are some of the traits that is being proved when we are talking about beauty of mind. One thing I can also recommend, that we can overcome our depression and distress if we have clear thoughts in our mind. Because if we have clear, deep thoughts in our mind, relevant thoughts in our mind, then we will surely get some possible ways. We will get to know the correct path to go where we will not feel distressed, depressed or frustrated. And we can lead a carefree, happy life without any tension. So this is about having a beautiful mind. Beautiful mind. Now I'm going to talk about having a beautiful heart. What does it mean? Having a beautiful heart will always help you to overcome any kind of situation in your life, whether it is any circumstances, ups and downs in your life. Because you know why? Because there is a very important trait that is present, and that is called honesty. Honesty is a king of the traits which will help you to overcome any and every kind of situation in your life that you might face. And you will get to know the possible ways to tackle the problem. So it's very nice, you know, isn't it? You know, now I'm going to talk in a general manner. So these two topics very briefly, in a very concise way I have explained, I think everybody got to know, especially my listeners who are listening to me. So beauty in mind and beauty in heart, maybe they are the inner qualities which are being suppressed by the external appearance. But one thing I can tell you, they might not be attractive, but they remain unfaded over the years. Till the last day you survive, or rather we all survive, these inner qualities will be there. They will be remaining unfaded every day, every time, every moment. External beauty, you know, it's like very temporary, because once you go on aging, it will vanish. It will vanish. It will fade over the years. Then you will be identified only with one thing. You know what? The inner qualities. People at that time will be calling you by that thing. They will be addressing you in this way. That, did you remember that person who was such a nice person by heart, such a nice person by soul, spiritual person she or he was? So this is the way you will be getting addressed. So, you know, like some of the quotes are there, you know, which really talks about that it's very important to have a good manner, beautiful manner, beautiful heart, beautiful soul, beautiful mind, everything if you have in very, in a package way, you know, then you are typically a very good person. So in my perspective, I am again telling, this is wholly my perspective. I know everybody will differ in their opinions and perspective, but this is my perspective, where I believe that internal beauty is much more important than external beauty. Yes, external beauty is very important, but you know, but it shouldn't be dominated. It should not dominate the internal beauty too. So please, if you like my podcast today on beauty, you can always leave a voice message to me, given in the link, like it's given in my description box, or you can search DC Drills with Dishani. Thank you so much. Have a great day.